Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
Choose your own reality culture is pervading every corner of American life. Choose your own reality. If you want to believe that the pro-Trump riots of January 6th were instigated by the feds, you can choose a show that claims that is true. You can choose a TV star who claims it's real. Carlson is a conspiracy monger, but he's far from the first. As my colleague Oliver Darcy pointed out this week, Carlson is sounding more and more like InfoWars host and notorious conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. You can hear the similarities.
The NSA has been reading our emails.
It's not that I think the government spies on me. It's admitted that they do.
It is a lie to say there are no risks. The risks in everything, including in getting a vaccine.
Everybody's got family that got killed or got sick from a vaccine.
So FBI operatives were organizing the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, according to government documents.
It is overwhelming, the evidence that criminal elements of the federal government provocateured and staged January 6th.
All right, Oliver Darcy is back with me. I think the sound speaks for itself. Is it a stretch to say that Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones?
It's not a stretch, Brian. Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones. If you watch Tucker Carlson's program and you watch Alex Jones's program, they might differ a little bit in antics and in the way they deliver their message, but that message to viewers is consistent, and it's pretty identical. Whether it's talking about vaccine conspiracy theories, false flag conspiracy theories, deep state conspiracy theories, the messages that Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones are sending are the same. They seem to see eye to eye on the biggest issues that they talk about every single night.
Don't blink. Don't even blink.
Do we know anything about their relationship, whether they have one? Because let me play two back-to-back sound bites. One is of Tucker sympathizing with Jones, but the other one has Alex Jones basically saying, hey, yeah, I'm going to let Tucker present this January 6th conspiracy theory first. I'm going to let Tucker present the inside job theory because he's going to do a great job with it. And when I heard that, I thought, are these two guys in cahoots? Like, are they friends? Do they communicate? Let's listen to these two sound bites, and then we'll talk about it.
I made the decision not to get into this until it broke on Tucker, because I thought he'd do a better job than I did. He did. He did a great job in 15 minutes.
Why do we laugh at Alex Jones again? Sincere question.
Are they bros? What do we know about the relationship?
It does sound like they're talking to each other, right, Brian? Look, you don't have to take it from us. Just listen to that clip you played of Tucker Carlson. He's basically saying that he doesn't think that that Alex Jones' views are out there, that they're crazy. Evidently, he thinks that they're legitimate and should be debated, and he's bringing them up on his own show. And Brian, this matters because these far-right conspiracy theories, they used to be confined to the InfoWars section on the internet. You used to have to seek them out. I'm not that old, but I remember when the Republican Party and Fox News mocked Alex Jones and said, that guy is crazy, we're not going to touch that sort of stuff. But now, Fox's face is effectively Alex Jones. The de facto leader of the Republican Party is touting the same stuff that Jones touts on his show.
And Fox remains silent about what would be, if true, an abuse of power. If the NSA is actually reading Tucker's emails, then that's really disturbing. But for some reason, Fox hasn't condemned the NSA. They haven't demanded an investigation. They haven't called for congressional inquiry. Like, Fox hasn't said anything. It's like they don't believe him.
CNN writing today, low watermark this week. On Monday, not a single show cracked 1 million viewers.
This transmission.
are the resistance. All right, folks, we'll be back with a live broadcast.
The most important thing I've done in the last 8 years for my health, for my mental clarity, for my focus, has been Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Dr. Group hammered me 9-10 years ago and said, Alex, you've got to start taking Deep Earth Crystal Atomic Iodine. And when I finally started taking it, it changed my life. Even the UN's own health website admits over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. Well, we have two varieties of high-quality iodine that will blow you away on sale right now. X2, that's Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and X3, that's Tri-Iodine, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and two other types, just some people need all three types for absorption. So it's apples and oranges, two different formulas. Some people like one better or the other. But the point is, they're all discounted right now. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, with free shipping, double Patriot points, through the 4th of July. We're running out of X3, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes.
That's the great Eric Clapton bringing us in. His family bullied him into taking the Pfizer shot, almost killed him, paralyzed him for a while. He had other friends that got deathly ill from it as well. You can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit somebody who's gotten hurt by this so-called vaccine. All right, my friends, thank you so much for joining us on this live July 7th Wednesday broadcast. And we've got, wow, a lot of amazing information today. Max Keiser is in Austin, Texas for his big event tonight, the F. Elon Musk event. That's what it's called. And he's going to be in studio. We have Nick Fuentes, who's also in Central Texas. He just was on American Journal with Harrison Smith. That was very informative. He's going to be in studio with us as well today. And you know, there's always the classic topics with both those guys, Bitcoin and the economy with Keiser, and, of course, the attack on the new right and the alt-right by the media, and Fuentes being on a no-fly list. I'm interested to find out how he got down here. Maybe he's off the no-fly list. I've been so busy, I haven't asked him yet. We'll discover that here on air today. But here's one of those moments where we've been so far ahead of the curve, we're behind it. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get so far ahead, you kind of find your tail. You come back and kind of lap yourself and lap everybody else. And I'd love to take the credit for it. A lot of people are freaking out right now. It was trending again all over the internet yesterday. Alex Jones predicting door-to-door forced inoculations. And jeepers, creepers. You know, Metallica's going back on tour, and they're going to be in Kentucky, and they're going to be in Florida, and they're going to be other places in September. And I'd kind of like to go see Metallica again. I haven't seen them in probably 20 years, but I probably won't. But the point is, I know where they're having shows. Just like George Strait is going to be playing the Houston Rodeo coming up in a few months, and I may get tickets to that. Just because I really love George Strait. But see, if George Strait shows up in a month and a half at the Houston Rodeo, and people go, how the hell did Alex Jones say George Strait was going to show up here? Because he made an announcement. See? And so this is a real paradox. They're calling me Nostradamus. They are just everywhere saying, oh, my God, everything he says keeps happening just like he said. And that's fun to have people saying all that, but that's not what's happening. Do you understand that I can play you hours of Bill Clinton and George Soros and Hillary and Chelsea bragging that they get billions of dollars a year to run the contact tracers and that they are going to be coming to your door with forced inoculation soon? They said that last year, licking their damn lips. And then I read what the UN said the plan was when they release the next virus, is to actually take people out of their houses and put us in giant emergency camps, which they're admittedly building in the U.S., already have in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and they're already putting tens of thousands of people in them. And this is a way to disappear their political dissidence and just get used to police coming to people's houses and dragging people away. And they admit that's the plan, total martial law. But see, the average person doesn't think 10, 15 steps ahead or read globalist white papers like I do. I spent another 2 hours last night reading Davos Group white papers because it's knowing the future. They run the damn planet. So, of course, Biden came out and said, we're coming to your door to harass you to take a shot yesterday. He's a puppet. And I'll use this analogy again. If I was going to go to see the Nutcracker at the Austin Symphony, which I've probably seen 6-7 times with my children over the years, it's a great Christmas tradition. I know the Nutcracker. I've seen the Nutcracker a bunch in my life, probably 20 times total in my life. My mom used to take me there when I was a kid, the Dallas Symphony. But if I'd never been to the Nutcracker, they give you a program, and it tells you what's coming up next. So we can beat this real easy if we stop taking each phase of it like it's new and just grew out of a Jack and the Beanstalk somewhere. This is all real. This is a program. It's an operation. Kind of like I know every summer on the side of the highway in Texas, they're going to be selling peaches on the side of the road because that's when the peaches come in. Kind of like I know that once the fall and the winter gets here and once it's Thanksgiving, that's deer hunting season. So it's, I'm not Nostradamus when I tell you what they're going to do. It's just when I tell you at the time, it sounds crazy because we all have a normalcy bias of living in a free country when we don't now. And they're in the process of destroying what freedoms are left. So let me tell you what's coming up today. And let me explain what's going to come next. Because I could sit there and play the clips of me predicting and all and then show it come true. But wouldn't you rather just skip right ahead to the end so that people get horrified and say no to this and we stop this total nightmare? Could we please maybe just maybe do that? Okay. That'd be nice. Because that's where we are. This is an exact plan. Like Biden got up and he said, if I get elected, surge the border. And then he acts like he doesn't know what's going on. This is all premeditated. And they're going to destabilize the country till it economically and culturally collapses and use that as the cover as the global world reset where you get a global ID and a global cell phone and a global chip in your body. And again, how do I know that's going to happen? It's in all the Davos Group and UN announcements. I can play videos of them saying it. They're not playing games. They are already killing millions of people with the poison vaccines. It's confirmed. And so we're living in the last days of even being able to be on air and talk about this. You're going to need to record all these shows. You're going to need to get ready to make copies because once everybody's off the air, oh, this information will be trillions of times more powerful. That's why we're way ahead of them in ways. Because so many people have been educated about the globalist plan. When they clamp things down and take everybody off the air, folks are going to know the extermination comes next. They're going to know going along with it's going to mean the enemy wins. And so they're going to end up losing. They were going to win if we hadn't done this up front and if I hadn't sacrificed my ass to do it. But I was going to get destroyed anyway, so I might as well make sure they lose, even though they're going to take me down with them. And I get my most enjoyable pleasure out of that. Because they're not going to win, they're going to lose. And we've seen to that, haven't we, together? You who supported this show, you did it. Because when it comes to knowing their operations, that's just right there in black and white print. But I am able to put two and two together about their operations, and they're never going to get away with their plans. Too many people are awake, and again, when people figure out that this is a horror movie, not a utopia, not a love story, they're going to realize there's nothing to do left but fight and resist and not go along with it. And that means the servants of the system. That means everybody. You see, when Hitler invaded Russia, it's a great allegory or parallel to where we are today. He went, you know, 500, 600, 700 miles in with no resistance because the people didn't like the communists. They thought he was the savior. But as soon as he started putting them in forced labor camps and killing people, they turned against him. And it's the same thing. A lot of the dumb liberals and people really think they're about to have a utopia. They think they're about to get everything for free. They really think that the vaccine's there to help them. When they all start dropping dead and dying, which is beginning, They're going to figure out real quick they've been totally and completely betrayed. And so that's where this is. Now, instead of the globalists are invading and people all think they're there to save, more than half the public don't trust them, don't like them, and know there's a takeover. They just have a normalcy bias and can't believe it's getting this bad this fast. And I'll assure you, the good old days, baby, are gone, gone, gone. The days of just happy-go-lucky and you don't need to know about politics is over. We are going into a savage, protracted, nightmare situation, turning tens of millions of leftists loose on your home with code inspectors, environmental inspectors, contact tracer inspectors. And if you don't do what they say, they're going to pull up in front of your house and burn it down with a frickin' flamethrower. I mean, they're coming to kill you and your family. They can't wait. They've been spoiling for the fight. They got control of the Pentagon. It's declaring war on America, and we are in deep trouble. But at least we know who the enemy is, and we're going to win. Stay with us.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utech. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we seen the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming.
All right, let me do it this way.
We fired once more.
Here on the Alice Jones Show, let me just read you a few of the current headlines and then connect the dots. But at this point, you don't need to even connect the dots. This is a crystal clear picture. You notice Pelosi announced a new federal agency, a new federal Praetorian Guard that is exempt from oversight and that is exempt from the Freedom of Information Act or the National Security Act. Just so happens the Capitol Police are exempt from all of that, a tiny Praetorian Guard only on that property. Now they're announcing all 50 states, not just Florida and California, but the first are Florida, California, are now opening offices to track anyone criticizing Congress like they are the Secret Service. And you're like, well, that's unconstitutional. That's crazy. We already have an out-of-control FBI, but there is statutes to have that going back to the Constitution. That's how you got the ATF and all the rest of it, dealing with interstate crimes and things. But that's what those agencies do, though they're bloated and out of control and political. To say that a branch of government by itself now, the legislative, outside of law, is going to deploy off of its little postage stamp size territory, its jurisdiction, is just par for the course. I mean, why not? The UN says what can be said and what can't be said about COVID and COVID treatments or where it came from. Oh, we say it didn't come out of Wuhan, a lab the UN was running. And the people writing the whitewashes in the Lancet Journal are the people that ran the program. Peter Daszak. Oh, and you, by the way, you can't say hydroxychloroquine, and you can't say remdesivir, and you can't say any of these things, even though they're like a 99% effective because we said so. I mean, the UN's already in charge of our speech, so why shouldn't we have Pelosi just says, I'm opening federal police offices everywhere that are intelligence agencies and watch right-wingers. Because 600 people went in, maybe 50 of them got in a fight with the police. One guy pooped on her desk. And so they call it the biggest attack in our country's history, as bigger than 9/11, as big as Pearl Harbor. Not since Pearl Harbor has it been so bad, says their talking point. And here they are. You add to that what I told you was coming next. And I'm going to explain this very calmly. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, Fauci, all of them have given speeches, all of them have written white papers, all of them have been heavily involved saying, we're going to release a virus or a virus is going to appear that's not that deadly, but it'll be the test to get the control measures in for a UN response to terrorists releasing a really serious bioweapon. And the good part about this is we'll be able to shut down non-essential parts of the economy and cut the carbon, which means make you a prisoner, a slave, a North Korean overnight. And they wrote that 11 years ago, 7 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. And we've already gone over Crimson Contagion and Event 201 and Operation Lockstep. We've done whole shows on each one. And they lay out exactly how they're going to do it and how they're going to bring in a world ID and an implantable chip and a world medical system. And you'll get to travel outside your town three times in your lifetime. You'll get meat once a year on your birthday. and no one will be allowed to have cars except for you and bureaucrats. And by the way, they've officially done that. I'm going to show you that in a moment. They exempt themselves from taxes in the EU and the UN. They will be allowed to have jets. No one else will be allowed to use jets. It's all been announced today. You're like, well, that's tyranny. Exactly. So the White House is embracing new lockdowns. This is out of the Associated Press, quoted in Town Hall. Fauci is now saying we need new lockdowns because of the Delta Plus variant and some other thing that they lie about and say is super deadly. The exact same lies of a year and a half ago being run again against us now. But they know if you realize there's no hope, you'd fight back. So they go, oh, we're going to take the restrictions off, and then right back. That's the enemy's tactic. Just like the country wakes up to critical race theory saying white people are inherently evil, great racial division, and absolute despotism. And so what have they announced in Europe, Australia, and the U.S. this week? It doesn't exist. And the National Education Association came out and said it doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory and deleted it off their website. But they're going to keep teaching it. Oh, there's no drag queen story time. Oh, there's no convicted pedophiles. Oh, there's no. They just found out a state senator in Pennsylvania, a quote Republican who's married to the top Democrat, was in satanic themed porn movies. Greg Reese is doing a report on that. And by the way, wait till you hear. The themes of the movies are kidnapped women who are impregnated in gang rapes at satanic events to then harvest the babies for blood drinking. Oh, my goody, goody gumdrops. So, once you realize who we're up against, it all starts making a lot of sense. So, you've got all that. Then you've got Biden. You've got Psaki, Jen Psaki. You've got them all following the exact UN plan that in the first phase, in countries that are used to freedom, you just get used to staying home, wearing masks, social distancing, getting tracking systems. The corporations enforce it. But in the areas like the UK, Canada, Australia that are globalist control, it never ends. And now they're announcing even bigger lockdowns. Why? There was one case in a town. It's totally locked down. There were no cases in a town. But because there's no cases, we got to shut the town down because cases might get there. We can't ever let you get sick again. And there's new variants because there's always new variants of cold viruses. And so they're now announcing, hey, we're going to come to your door. And then, oh, if we see signs that you have a fever, if we see signs that you're sick, or just maybe your neighbor did, we're just going to take you away for quarantine. If you actually have a fever, you're going to be isolated, and we're going to make a medical decision for you to intubate you. So if you're on the list, they send the contact tracers that are left to your house. They demand at gunpoint the PCR test. It says you have COVID. You're taken away. You're strapped down. A leftist walks in, probably rapes you first, and then puts a tube down your throat, into your lungs. They turn it up on high and kill you. And I'm not joking. They're going to murder you and your family. They already did it all over New Jersey, all over Houston, Texas, all over New York, all over Europe, where they would get homeless people and say, hey, come on in here. Notice most of the deaths were at certain hotspot hospitals run by the, and we even had medical nurses that were in there going, people would come in healthy, they were fine. They'd grab them, stick tubes down their neck and kill them and get $53,000 for the murder. And see, you can't wake up to the fact that these are murder squads. Governor Northam keeps babies alive was his job before he was a governor. And they harvest their organs and they legalize it in New York and places. These are ghouls. These are monsters. Imagine no bottom, no morals. In fact, an enjoyment. An enjoyment for torture and death and raw power. And that's who they are. So when we come back, I'm going to lay out the plan for lockdown 2 and the contact tracers coming to your house with weapons. They'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hydrofluorolithic acid is an electrified form of fluoride. Now, microscopic amounts of calcium fluoride are needed for our bodies and are good for us, but tiny amounts. A lot of it's deadly poison. But hydrofluorolithic acid is electrified. It's one of the most deadly, toxic poisons on the planet. And since the late 1940s, a little gift from the New World Order, they've been putting it in our water to annihilate our DNA, twist our chromosomes, and lower our IQs and fertility. Well, there happens to be a good halogen, and it's called iodine. iodine. We happen to have the highest quality formulas of iodine available anywhere. We have to have a DEA license at our manufacturer just to put out the deep earth crystals that are in X2 and X3, both of which are discounted through the 4th of July, the double Patriot points and free shipping. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, and X3 selling out. Take advantage of it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. And the secrets that we shared, the mountains that we moved, caught like a wildfire out of control. Till there was nothing left to burn. Nothing left to prove.
And I remember what she said to me.
And I remember what she said to me.
How she swore.
How she swore that it never would end.
America is coming to an end.
I remember how she held me.
Oh, all the telltale indicators of total tyranny are here.
Wish I didn't know.
We've gone over the edge of the cliff. We're about to be joined by Andrew Torba of the embattled only True Free Speech social media network of any gravitas in just a moment. President Trump has filed a lawsuit, or is filing a lawsuit, against big tech censorship. That was one of his greatest failures, in my view, is not realizing they could ban him. if they could ban us. He even said that today. He said, if they can ban me, they can ban you. I'm glad he finally figured that out. But coming up at the start of the next hour, I'm going to lay out the background I've got here for you, if you're a TV viewer, with a knock at the door, who's been injected and who isn't, and that they're coming to intimidate you and pushing you to take it. And the key is saying, under the UN guidelines, yeah, we're under the UN now, if you don't take the inoculation, well, then we're going to come back and say that you're sick and take you away to a quarantine center or into isolation. We have all the documents on that next hour. Biden administration launched door-to-door vaccine outreach, literally having the cult of the Democratic Party. That's who these people are. This is the Clinton Global Initiative that runs this. With governmental power coming to your home, and in Australia, and in New Zealand, and in Europe, and in Canada, and many other areas, they come and they take you away. People don't know, have you had any diarrhea, been upset, had a cough lately? Oh, yeah, come with us, and they take you away. That power, that authoritarianism, and the perfect smokescreen for open martial law. That's what the lockdown was. That's what all of this is. So here's Biden. Neil Psaki came out yesterday and said, oh, yeah, we're going to be going door to door. People couldn't believe it. Well, here is the puppet in chief himself saying it.
Special focus on five ways to make gains in getting those of you who are unvaccinated vaccinated. Because here's the deal. We are continuing to wind down the mass vaccination sites that did so much in the spring to rapidly vaccinate those eager to get their first shot and their second shot, for that matter, if they needed a second. Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
Next hour, I'll play you all the clips where I show the UN admitting the plan is to begin that relationship with contact tracers, who are the UN rapid reaction force of global governance, to bring in the world ID, to bring in the control in the future. They're now making first contact, getting you used to a new type of police, your medical police. And now they have the new thought police. Everything's already been done in Europe, where thousands of people are arrested here in London alone, overheard saying things that are sexist or racist in restaurants or bars. And they're always expanding what that list is. Federal government's now saying birdwatching's racist. French cuisine is racist. White children on TV is racist. I actually have the articles here today because this is the ruling class dividing and conquering us and then saying, oh, Western white populations are used to freedoms that came out of Anglo-Saxon law and all the wars that demanded it, Magna Carta, 1215, 1776, July 4th. Let's list all that as bad, all those rights and freedoms that were fought for as bad, so we can reject them and overturn them and have total corporate enslavement and control. We're going to talk to Andrew Torba of Gab.com here in a moment, but I wanted to play clips from Trump's press conference this morning speaking about the massive censorship.
Today, in conjunction with the America First Policy Institute, I'm filing as the lead class representative a major class action lawsuit against the big tech giants, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter, as well as their CEOs, Mark Zuckerberg, Sundar Pichai, and Jack Dorsey. Three real nice guys. And of course, there is no better evidence that big tech is out of control than the fact that they banned the sitting president of the United States earlier this year, a ban that continues to this day, continues. So we get the word out, but it's not a fair situation. Very, very bad for this country.
It's multinational.
If they can do it to me, they can do it to anyone. And in fact, that is exactly what they're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing. So we have multinational corporations not even letting us have medical freedom to hear from medical doctors about alternative treatments. This is total tyranny. Andrew Torba has been right at the center of this, was at Silicon Valley, very successful programmer, years ago decided to break away and form Gab. Gab is just like Facebook was 3-4 years ago. As long as it's not illegal, you can say it or do it. But now Facebook, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, Governor Abbott, and even Trump's people don't want to work with Gab because they allow free speech. So Trump still hasn't figured this out, Andrew. I appreciate you coming on. I know you just had a new addition to the family. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, we're doing well here. My son is about a week old now, so many sleepless nights, but, you know, we're very blessed. And, you know, there's obviously a lot going on. You know, the president announced this lawsuit today. You know, over the course of 5 years, many people have tried and have failed with these lawsuits. So I don't think that this is going to be the golden ticket that everybody thinks it is. But nevertheless, it's good to see him talking about this problem and attempting to do something about it. But, you know, the solution is not to go after the incumbents, is not to play by their rules and try to get on their app stores and use their infrastructure. The solution is what we've been doing for 5 years, which is building from scratch. We have to build from scratch in order to, you know, protect free speech online for all people. And it's just really unfortunate that the president hasn't you know, recognize that, you know, you're not going to win by playing by the rules of big tech and by, you know, trying to appease them or trying to go into lawfare with them. None of this stuff is going to work, and it hasn't worked over the past 5 years. So we're just going to keep building, and we're going to be known as the home of free speech for all people on the Internet.
That's right. They've been fighting like the devil to keep you from building it. That was the, oh, build your own thing. But just briefly, tell folks what you've gone through. The attacks, major congressional letters with Republicans joining in saying take you off the air when you've got everybody in the world on your great site, millions and millions and tens of millions of people, and that upsets them so much.
Yeah, we have about 20 million people that visit or use our services each and every month. And Gab is now really too big to ignore. So, you know, we see the establishment Republicans and the establishment left, of course, attacking us in many different ways. The ADL was calling for my arrest and calling for Gab to be shut down. The American Jewish Congress came after us because Marjorie Taylor Greene is on the site and she's raising, you know, millions of dollars from our community. We have plenty of America First candidates that are joining the site because they know this is the place where they can speak freely and they can have, you know, a level playing field.
And by the way, I'm going to give you the floor next segment. I appreciate you being here, but I want people to understand, you're not exaggerating. I read the open letter that was in Newsweek. They said, this congresswoman's able to talk to people. They must be shut down. So they don't want a congresswoman to have a social media site. I mean, this is just outrageous. They're the threat. That's the most Hitler thing in my lifetime, what the ADL's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's the ADL, it's the American Jewish Congress. The American Jewish Congress had an open letter in Newsweek that called for exemptions to the First Amendment in order to shut Gab down. This is really some crazy stuff, and people better start waking up to what's going on in this country, or we are going to lose our First Amendment right. And once we lose the First Amendment right, they're going to come after the Second and every other amendment that protects our civil liberties. But the First is the key one. That's the one that they're coming after, and that's why they're coming after Gab so hard, because if you're allowed to talk about these things, if you're allowed to say, hey, wait a minute, this is not good, you know, it's gonna put a damper on their efforts to take away the rest of our freedoms.
Well, that's right. You can't let the slaves organize. I mean, Trump can't launch his own social network. He's so surrounded by traitors. You've got millions and millions of people on his own page, over 2 million followers for him, but he won't touch you. We now know because Jared Kushner, I guess, reached out to you guys and said, you must ban free speech and then we'll come on your side. Very, very shameful. We'll be right back.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
It's broken a gab. It's gotten out there, but it hasn't gotten the huge national attention it needs to. I like President Trump. I know the globalists hate him. I know they stole the election. I know he's getting good Republicans elected to Congress by record numbers. But then those Congress people are kicked off Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. Even members of the Senate have hearings about the Wuhan lab and have witnesses, and that gets blocked by Facebook, by Twitter, by YouTube. And we have a meeting, a secret meeting coming up in just a week or so in California with all the heads of big tech that are going to be meeting there, colluding. That's called a monopoly. But here's Andrew Torba. He leaves Silicon Valley, I don't know what, 5, 6, 7 years ago, goes off, starts Gab. It's been successful for a long time, and they're trying to shut him down because it's just like the free Internet was 3 or 4 years ago. But the reason this is so huge is he was on months ago saying, we have 2.1 million people just on the Trump page. We update all your tweets there. We put all your press releases out for you. No strings attached. We will give it to you. Well, he got a response back, and it's not good, ladies and gentlemen. It's not good. So exclusively from Andrew Torba, the founder of Gab, please give us the sad news. Because we're not trying to be mean to Trump, but this just shows who's around him.
Yeah, unfortunately, the president has a lot of people around him who do not support free speech. One of the conditions that they had in order for him to join the platform was for us to, quote unquote, do something about criticism of Israel and criticism of Jewish people. Now, let me make something very clear. Threats of violence or, you know, calling for, any sort of illegal activity towards certain groups or individuals, we have zero tolerance for that. We've always had zero tolerance for that. But if you want to criticize certain groups, if you want to criticize certain people, if you want to mock certain people, that is protected by the First Amendment. And therefore, it's protected by Gab's terms of service. So this was a non-starter for us. We were not going to budge. We were not going to sell out. We were not going to change our terms of service. And now what we see is, the president joins Rumble, the video platform. And on the day that he joined, they changed their terms of service to ban hate speech and to specifically ban anti-Semitism. So it appears that what they have done is they have caved to those demands of censorship from the people around the president, whereas we did not. So, this is the reality of the situation. A lot of people don't want to hear this. They don't want to believe this. But the people around the president do not support free speech. And for whatever reason, he's allowing it. So, this is something that needs to be confronted and it needs to be talked about. And that is the reason why he is not on Gab. And it's really unfortunate because we have millions of people that are following his page. We're posting all of his statements there automatically. It gets some of the highest engagement of anyone on the site. And we're going to continue to do that, by the way. So if you want to see all of his statements uncensored and be able to comment and see what other people are saying about his statements uncensored, you can follow his account on Gab at Real Donald Trump.
Not to interrupt the limited time, we'll do five more minutes of the next hour, but you're doing him a real service that his own people won't do. He launched his own desk of the former president, and it was basically like a one-person message board, 1992, 1993 technology. That totally failed because it wasn't interactive. So you're doing more than all his people and all his billions can do. You've got it. Everything he does, you put there for him, and they won't even treat you like you're a human being.
Yeah, they pretend that we don't exist. And it's really unfortunate. And we're going to continue doing that because I think the people deserve to see what he's saying, and they deserve to have a voice and see what other people think about what he's saying, on our platform. And, we have tens of thousands of people that are engaging with every one of his posts. Some of his engagement is actually, mirroring some of the engagement that he used to get on Twitter in terms of how many people are commenting and reposting and sharing it. One of the things that I think people are not really thinking about right now is, you cannot operate within the big tech ecosystem. We see Jason Miller launch Getter, which is, their attempt at trying to take on Twitter. And it's on the app stores, and they're using Amazon AWS for hosting, and they have Google services baked in. And he goes on Steve Bannon's War Room, and he says, we're using artificial intelligence to ban hate speech. Well, this is no different than what Facebook and Twitter are doing. So how are you offering an alternative to Facebook and Twitter who are banning conservatives and are banning...
That's right. They banned the president and stole the election from him, saying it's hate speech. They define bird watching as white supremacy now. I'm not joking, folks. So there's no limit to this. We've got to stop surrendering to being called racist.
Right. You cannot use the enemy's lexicon, the enemy's terminology. You cannot operate within the enemy's framework. We have to operate outside, and we have to totally reject it. So me, for example, I reject the term hate speech completely. Are there hateful people in the world? Absolutely. But, this concept of hate speech is totally absurd and is totally alien to American culture and to the American precedent First Amendment has here.
We don't ban Black Lives Matter when they say white people are inherently evil. They have a right to be idiots. We have a right to counter them. And the answer to bad speech is more good speech. So let's talk about you. You're the only successful outfit that hasn't sold out. InfoWars is the only big multimedia independent group that is being super hardcore. I wish there were more. Newsmax, even backed off, challenged the election. I'm not in competition with them. They do a lot of great work. I'm glad they're there. You got Fox Nation. That's doing a great job, but we're the only truly independent multimedia radio, TV, print operation. You're the only independent social media of any giant size, and that's why you're enemy number one. And so many fools are like, well, I'm not Gab. I don't care. If they can take you down, they can take everybody down. We have mass murder shot on video on YouTube. and on Twitter and on Facebook, that's fine and dandy. But when one guy, 5 minutes before he shoots up a synagogue, which was terrible, says, I'm going in and doing it, you get blamed. That's like saying if somebody called over an AT&T cell phone, called in a bomb threat, that AT&T is to blame. This is such a dangerous precedent. And I read these letters by congressional groups, including Republicans, and the governor of Texas saying ban gab. That's just criminal. I want to support Governor Abbott, but I can't. That's monstrous behavior from him.
Yeah, the Republican establishment has been coming after us big time because they know that they cannot control the narrative. They cannot control the flow of information on gab. And one of the reasons that, we're still standing and we're so successful, and, I would argue the same for you as well, is that we're, supported by our community. You're supported by the viewers. We're supported by our users. There have been many times over the past 5 years that, people have tried to buy us out or tried to, tempt me with money or with status or, celebrity or whatever you want to call it. They've tempted me. The devil has tempted me in many, many ways. And each time God has given me the grace and the humility to reject that temptation and to focus on our mission because it's so important. It's not about me. It's not about shutting me up. It's about shutting the millions of people on Gab up and getting them complacent with the narratives that the establishment wants them to buy into. And they can't do that on Gab. If they come over to Gab, they're welcome to, but I think they're going to find out very quickly what the people think of them and that their narratives don't hold as much weight as they do on the big tech platforms.
Well, that's right. I'm going to explain it. The globalist big tech media has made deals and bought off most of the Republican leadership, like Governor Abbott. Google's taking over Texas. And they want to be able to gaslight us when they do things like open borders and world government and race war. They don't want people to be able to organize, post an article, a video, show what they saw so other people see that and don't feel alone. They want us absolutely alone as prisoners on this plantation. As they roll out the contact tracers and the next variants and the next lockdown, they don't want us to have a place to organize and say, hey, here's hydroxychloroquine, here's remdesivir. Here is all these other treatments that are 99% effective. They want to be able to carry out their crimes against us. So this is bigger than Democrat-Republican. This is about the basic right of speech, and it's about this global corporate takeover happening in America right now and stopping it. So everybody should join Gab. Everybody should sign up with Andrew Torba. Do 5 more minutes, we got to go to break. But I tell you, folks, this is so important. I'm going to hit after he's gone in the second segment of the next hour before we're joined by Nick Fuentes about the contact tracers, what they're going to do when they come to your doors, and how they're going to rapidly escalate that to arresting you and taking you out of your home and setting the precedent to do that. And once they have that precedent, that's their cover for total martial law. The UN itself and Klaus Schwab, the Davos Group, admit it. So we'll do 5 more minutes with Andrew Torba and talk about some of the exciting new developments that are about to be announced, hopefully here today, at Gab and more. Separately, I'm not supported by big corporate sponsors. I'm supported by you. We've extended double Patriot points and free shipping through Saturday at InfoWarsStore.com. I said one more day yesterday. It's one more day today for DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, at 40% off, and also some of the other products at 40% off that are going to end today. In fact, here it is. DNA Force Plus, final day. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, final day. It will be the last day. That's about to sell out. Months and months till more comes in. Survival Shield X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the good allergen, 40% off with free shipping double patron points. We're going to keep that going for a few weeks till it sells out. That's not going to be our sale until it sells out, but it's going to sell out quickly. Alpha Power, 40% off. Turbo Force selling out. Only a few days left, 40% off. All at InfoWarsStore.com, and that keeps us on air. And we salute you and thank you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6 and blockage should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.